Grace to you all and peace from God in heaven and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was born in a stable. Do you people even remember what it felt like to be lost? It used to happen all the time before we had satellite imagery and live traffic updates in our pockets and on our dashboards. I'm going to pull the audience here a little bit. If you're under the age of 25, you don't have to answer. I just want you to squirm a little bit. Why do you think it would be good if you were lost to see a gas station? I'm guessing you have no idea. If you're over the age of 40, this was great news because you could ask for directions. The younger people have no idea. Why would you ask for directions? Just punch it in on Google Maps. Kids these days, and honestly, kids these days, have no idea what it was like learning to drive before Google Maps. I had a friend in high school, for example, who always had to go, as he called it, back to home base and start over if we had multiple stops on the evening's itinerary. If you're confused, so were we. It worked like this. Say we were going to Dairy Queen and then to the movie theater. We would have to build extra time into our plans so that he could drive home from Dairy Queen and then get reoriented at home and drive from there to the movie theater, because he knew how to get to the movie theater from home, but he didn't know how to get there from Dairy Queen. So here's home A, Dairy Queen B, movie theater C. They could be close together. He would go A to B, back to A to C. It sounds inefficient now, saying it like that, and it is. But we had some grace for him because we knew it was way more efficient than getting lost. If he got lost, all bets were off. Not only did we not have mapping apps on our phones, we didn't have cell phones at all. He would just be adrift out in the world, unreachable. He may as well have been on the dark side of the moon. We just had to sit in the lobby and wait and watch and hope and pray that he showed up before the movie started. And him? He just had to drive around until he found a familiar road or saw a landmark. He just had to wander. I started this sermon by asking if anyone remembers what it felt like to be lost. I could have asked instead, do you remember what it felt like to wander? We have all but eliminated wandering from our experience of life. Because of our phones, we almost always know exactly where we are and where we're supposed to be. And even if we take a wrong turn, we simply get rerouted to our pre-planned destination. Almost gone are the days of walking or driving aimlessly, keeping our heads up and our eyes open for something familiar or for something new and interesting. Think of the Magi from our story or the center aisle here. They are following a star, but they don't really know where they're going. It's not like a super precise navigational tool. They have to stop and ask for directions. Unfortunately, in the story, we saw that they asked Herod because there weren't gas stations yet. But they also don't really know what they're looking for. They've come in search of a newborn king, so of course, Herod's palace in Jerusalem seems like the logical, appropriate destination. They never would have guessed they were looking for a humble home in Bethlehem or a stable. They never would have entered that in the Google Maps search bar. Only by wandering could they have encountered Jesus, where no one would expect to find the King of Kings. Where might you find Jesus today? How many Christians, like the Magi, are searching palaces and halls of power for Jesus and might simply admit, confess, they are lost? If we let go of the map and give up the idea that we're on the one and only right path, where might we be surprised to discover Jesus? Another byproduct of our smartphone age is that we have a lower and lower tolerance for mystery, for ambiguity, for uncertainty. We find curiosity uncomfortable. How many movies has Steven Spielberg directed? How many of you felt your hand inching towards your pocket? Just let me Google that quick. How do magnets work? Hold on. Siri, how do magnets work? And it goes beyond trivia. I'll give you a particularly horrible, personally embarrassing example. If I see a clip of a movie that looks interesting, I will go to Wikipedia and read the plot summary of the film and spoil it, because it more quickly and efficiently resolves the discomfort of my curiosity than sitting down and allowing the story to unfold. Last service, people gasped, and one person shamefacedly admitted to me in the narthex that he does the same thing. Rather than experiencing an Agatha Christie story and all its characters organically, I'll just Google whodunit in Murder on the Orient Express. I'll read the spoiler and go to bed with cheap, tidy satisfaction. All right, now I know how that story ends. When was the last time you wandered? And when was the last time you simply wondered? We have no patience for not knowing. And so we have devalued questions without tidy answers. We want everything to have simple, objective, easily Googleable, or now ChatGPT-able answers. But the Magi did not find a trivia answer in Bethlehem. They met a person, a tiny person, a baby, but a person all the same. God become flesh, human. Jesus, hear how radical this is. Jesus is a person. And you cannot reduce a person to a precise and exact summary. You cannot fit him in your pocket, even if you have a smartphone in there. Jesus Christ is not trivia to be memorized. He is a person to be trusted, God to be praised. He is a mystery and a miracle to be embraced, even and especially when not fully understood. We cannot read a Wikipedia summary of who Jesus is, resolve the discomfort of our questions, and toddle off to bed. Our relationship with Jesus is a personal one, which means it grows, it evolves. It will always have a little mystery in it. We must always approach Jesus with some wonder and some humility. We do not own Jesus. We have not solved him. He can still surprise us and challenge us. He can call and send you in unexpected, life-changing ways. You don't know how his story ends, because your life is now a part of his story, and it is still unfolding. So this Epiphany Sunday, remember that, like the Magi, it's okay to get lost. None of us gets Jesus completely and perfectly. It's okay to wonder and wander in your relationship with him. For when we spend more time wondering and wandering, we just might experience greater joy in the discovery and greater relief in being found ourselves. Amen.